Oh my God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
April 2, 2011. The verse that God gave me today, or should I say the verses, are 1 Peter 5:8 and 1 Peter 3:12. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. If you've been following my shows, you'll know that this is the fourth time God has given 1 Peter 5:8. And it's very important that we remember that the roaring lion is out there seeking to destroy us. So I'm going to read my notes. My notes are short, but I'm going to go ahead and read them, and then as things come to me, I'll speak from that. Father continuously gives me 1 Peter 5:8. It's extremely important that I stay alert and stay in close communion with God at all times. I asked God if the demon was around me now, and he said no. He just wants me to stay alert at all times. When I was worshiping and praying this morning, I was thinking how my eyes are God's vision, and my ears are God's words, and my voice is God's power, and on. And I was being gratitude for all members of my physical body, because without it, I could not do what God wants me to do here. God takes care of his children. He sees us and watches over us. He hears our prayers. His eyes are on his children. And then I asked God for a word. And then I even wrote a few more notes after that. But what I'd like to share is that God hears our prayers. Sometimes we think he's not hearing us because we don't see the physical results. But God does hear our prayers, and he watches over us. It says that his eyes are open. His ears, his eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto our prayers. So God sees everything that's going on in our lives, and he hears what we ask for. And the main thing is, God does give us what we ask for. And as I was sharing in my meditation yesterday, is that we're just not in position to receive. We're not in position to receive. We have to be a vibrational match to the things that we ask for. So if we're asking for something and we don't even match it, that our thoughts don't match it, and our heart don't match it, and our life doesn't match it, then it's just sitting there waiting for us to be in position. And so this is just God confirming yesterday's meditation, confirming the things that happened yesterday, because yesterday I shared that there was a little crack, and the forces were able to squeeze in that little crack and give me an impure thought. And it lets me know that we have to always be aware. When good things come to us, when we succeed at something, when we're happy, we have to be extra careful, extra alert, extra watchful. Because whenever there's joy in our life, whenever we feel the happiest, whenever things are going so well and so smooth, we have to really be on alert to something coming our way that's not so pure and not so clean and so happy. Because the demon, he's always looking for that crack. He's always looking for that opening so that he can bring you confusion. He can bring you sadness. He can bring you disappointment. Whatever he can bring you that is not pure, he's looking for the opportunity to do so. And so when you are your happiest, don't take down your guard. Be happy. Enjoy the happiness. But keep up your guard. Keep up your guard. Because I know that when you're just melted in happiness, you're just enjoying every moment, you don't think about anything less than beauty and love and joy coming your way. You don't think about that because you're all into that feel goodness. You know what I'm saying? You're all into that feeling good. And you don't even give a second thought to anything less than that. But we have to stay alert. God is not constantly reminding me of this just to be reminding me. He's constantly reminding me because he knows. He sees everything. He hears everything. And he knows that when I'm really happy and thrilled and in the moment and feeling good, and he knows that there's something lurking around the corner. He knows. He can see it. You know, he knows what can come next. And for me to keep my guard up so that I can be ready for what comes next. And when it comes, I recognize and say, I take my joy. You know, whatever you do, stay in that higher vibration. So God is going to constantly remind me to be aware. Be sober. Be vigilant. The adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That lion is walking around so much and just looking for everything, every opportunity, no matter how small it may be. Just like yesterday or the other night, it was small, but my attention was taken away just for a moment. When I couldn't find my car wasn't where I believed it to be. That one moment was an opportunity for the roaring lion, an opportunity for a dark force to squeeze its way in. And so we even though I could look back on that and I could say, okay, my car's not there. Well, let me go try another floor. But instead of doing that, I was like, now I know my car was right there. Blah, blah, blah. God, where's my car? I don't have time for this. I went into that. And even though I didn't go into it with an angry tone or disgusted or, you know, but I went into it anyway. I went into, now I know my car's right there. I don't have time for this. I'm moving into, you know, that gave an opportunity for that roaring lion to squeeze in there and bring me something dark. And so I know if I was alert, because I was so happy in class. I mean, I had a great class. It was a great class, and I felt good the whole time and had a good meal, and I was just feeling good. But if I was being alert because of that happiness, when you, like I said, when you are really happy and feeling good, you have to really be watchful. And because I wasn't, and when I got hit with my car, if I was being watchful, I would have immediately gone into, I must have had the floor wrong. And I would have gone straight to the elevator and tried floor four. I would have done that instead of spending that few seconds thinking, I don't have time for this. I'm moving. Where's my car, Lord? You know? So it's God is going to constantly bring this to my attention, because it's easy to say to be alert at all times. But how easy is it to be alert at all times? And I'm so happy that God constantly reminds me, because the more he reminds me, the more I will remember to be alert, and then the more alert I'll become. Repetition is good. Repetition is marvelous. Repetition is necessary for most things. And I love repetition. You know, when it's a repetition that helps me to be more alert and clear and aware, when it keeps me on my toes, so that I can continue to be in the life that I want to experience. So I am very thankful for God's repetition. Now, repetition of the dark, no, I'm not, you know, I don't want that. But repetition of the light, repetition of something that's going to be beneficial to my growth, yes, I appreciate that type of repetition. And I know that repetition of the dark is doing the same thing, really. It's letting you know you want some more of this, or are you ready to say enough is enough? So I can look at repetition of the dark that way, and then it won't be so bad. Because if things keep happening to you, like say there's a pattern in your life that's negative, just keep happening and happening, look at it as it's saying to you, is it enough yet? Do you have enough yet? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to make some changes? Are you ready to make some changes? Is enough yet? If not, I'll just bring you more. I'll bring you more, and I'll bring it even worse or stronger next time. Is enough yet? So that's the purpose of dark, from what I can gather. You know, when I look back at different things, different patterns that I went through myself, and the patterns, they got worse and worse. And there's a pattern that's still going on right now that I have not cleared yet. And that's the relationship pattern. And, you know, when you find out that there are patterns in your life, and then you look back at them, and then you may very well notice that each pattern got worse. You know, it continues. And it's like, have you got enough yet? Are you ready to make the necessary changes? And then you have to find out, well, what are those changes? What are the changes that I have to make to end this pattern, to switch this pattern around, to be something that's beneficial for me, to be something that's going to help me to grow and lift me up and raise my vibration? So everything is for a reason. Everything is for a reason. I don't look at darkness as the enemy as much as I used to. The darkness is like your teacher. The darkness is your like alarm clock. Are you ready to make a change in your life? Are you ready to switch things up and live the life that you desire to live? Have you had enough of what you don't want yet? Have you had enough of that yet? And that's what's coming to me right now. So I'm just now thinking, you know, God is wonderful. You know, I'll just start talking, and then he'll just start putting things in my mind and bringing things to my awareness, like right now. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about these things when he gave me these verses, but now I'm talking about them because this is what's coming to my mind right now. I just love this freedom. I just love being able to just go up and start to find out what I'm becoming aware of just by a verse. And it might even be the verse, but something will come to mind that God wants you to be aware of, that's bringing to your attention. And right now, this is what he's bringing to your attention. The purpose of darkness, and how we can use that darkness to our benefit. use it to our benefit. As long as we keep our vibration high, when it comes, it's an opportunity to grow, to clear patterns, and to raise our vibration even higher. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? So even though that lion is out there seeking to destroy, to devour, when we stay alert, when we're so happy about something, feeling so good, and we stay alert on top of that, and when that darkness comes to hit you, and you can see it immediately, and you can switch it up for your benefit right then and there. My God, isn't that something? That's what God wants us to be aware at all times so that we can take that opportunity and use it to be strengthened and to grow and to move forward in our lives, to raise our vibration, to clear patterns, to clear habits, to clear thoughts that are not benefiting us anymore. It's a lot to that. It goes really deep. It goes really deep. And so the pattern that came to my mind was relationships. Because, again, recently, like when I was in New York, and I saw that same pattern, the type of male I attract, you know, someone who, like, even though I didn't know the guy, he wanted to stay with me all night and all morning. He wanted to stay with me until my bus came. The man had to go to work. But he stayed with me anyway. Ended up going to work late. You know, because I told him, I said, you know, he even took me by his job, everything. But the thing is, it's the same pattern. The same pattern is always someone I seem to attract people, or I'm talking about the opposite sex because I'm talking about relationship. I seem to attract men who feel that they have to control me or possess me or force themselves on me. You know, it seemed to be that type of male that I seem to attract. And that's why I'm not in a relationship. And that's why I say, God, I don't want to be in a relationship because I seem to attract the same type of male. And until I am clear on whatever is causing that pattern, until it is clear and healed and dissolved, I don't want to be in a relationship. And he knows that. And every guy who wants to have a relationship with me are the same type. They want to control me. They want to tell me what to do. They want to possess me. I don't even want to read all into it. But I'm talking about that because the stranger was the same way. Either there was something different about him, you know, but it was the same thing. Him wanting to possess me. Him wanting to be, like, glued to me. And that's taken away my freedom. To me, that's taken away my freedom. You know, I don't want anyone want to be glued to me or feeling it necessarily to be glued to me or in my presence at all times or knowing what I'm doing and where I'm at and telling me what to do. That's not what I want. I want freedom on all levels of my existence. Freedom. And that is what we're supposed to have. Freedom. Freedom on all levels. And that is my desire. And if I have to remain out of a relationship to keep my freedom, I will not have a relationship. And God knows this. And so whatever is necessary for me to clear in my life or whatever vibration I need to always be at to attract the type of relationship I want, then that's what God's going to teach me. That's what he's teaching me. And it's just amazing how we can just look at our lives and see what's in it that we don't want. We can look at it and see what's in it that we just love being there. So we create our own lives with our thoughts, with our actions. And I'm at a point where I'm learning to think on those things and act on those things that I want in my life. in my life, that I want to experience in my life. And I'm learning to be aware of a vibration that is not what I want to include in my life and how to stay above it. Stay above it. And it's a magical journey, yes. It's an exciting journey, yes. It's a learning journey, yes. And I'm enjoying this journey. I am enjoying the journey to my transformation. I changed so much from the way I was before. I have changed because when I was younger, I was being who I am and what I am. But until I got older, and not really hearing how I'm supposed to talk and act and walk and be and do, and I was hearing it so much by everybody that I started thinking that I was doing my life wrong, and that I started doing what people were telling me I should be doing and acting the way they should be acting. And anyway, to make a long story short, I lost who I was. I lost my truth. I got mixed up and confused because of the world way of doing things. And I was like that for many years. For most of my life, I was like that. And I'm just recently getting back to finding me again. And I feel so wonderful. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful feeling to find yourself again. And so those of you who feel like you're lost, feel like you're not who you are, feel like there's a part of you that you're not expressing that's more of you than what you are expressing, then find yourself again. You were yourself when you were born. You were yourself for however long you were until society, family, friends, strangers, whoever taught you otherwise. So you were yourself in the beginning. And if you're ready to find yourself again, then just make that intention to find yourself again. When I made that intention, it was one of the best decisions of my life. One of the best decisions was to find myself again. And when you find yourself, it's such a great difference. I mean, it's like the world is lifted off your shoulders and you just feel so light and so free. And when you find yourself again, you just don't really have the words for it. You just be living it and being it. And then God can show you all the garbage that you bleed in. And he can show you how to cleanse it and clear it away from your vibration. Get it out. Purify it. And that's the path I'm on now, is purifying all that garbage. All that garbage. Whether it's mind-made garbage or society-made garbage or family-made garbage, friend-made garbage, acquaintance-made garbage, job-made garbage, wherever that garbage came from, school-made garbage, wherever it came from, God has shown me how to clear it, how to release it, how to let it go, how to purify it, and how to use the things or the lessons I've learned for my benefit, for my benefit, how to grow from it, and how to raise my vibration above it. God is our teacher. I remember when I first started meditating, and the people, you know, I learned on the internet, I think. And then if I ever did a class or a workshop, I was like, there's something. You know, I always thought there was something missing. And that the things they tell me to do, I said, when I'm meditating on my own, that's not what I do. And I get more value out of my meditation the way I do it than the way they're telling me to do it. I said, Lord, you know, can you teach me? I want you to teach me one-on-one. I was getting so frustrated back then that I said, Lord, I want you to teach me one-on-one. One-on-one. You teach me. You teach me. Because these other people, when I go to these classes and workshops, I'm not being taught what I want to know. And what they're teaching me is I don't feel comfortable doing that way. I feel more comfortable doing it the way I do on my own. I said, Lord, I want you to teach me. And he taught me. And somebody told me, when I shared this with somebody, a psychic or somebody, they said, well, God himself wasn't the one teaching you. He sent somebody to teach you. He sent another spirit to teach you. I said, well, whatever. But I got taught. And that's why when people say, when I was doing my ancient soul healing, powerful healing. But anyway, when I was doing that, people say, well, who did you teach under? Who was your teacher? Who did you learn from? I said, God. I said, the spirit. Those who are not in human body, they are my teacher. I said, I didn't learn from no human being. I think the ball's crazy. But anyway, I didn't. All that I've learned, I write all types of ancient languages. I speak them. I communicate. And this is going into the woo-woo land. But that woo-woo land, like I said one day, it's not woo-woo. It's truth. It's not just humans here. Humans didn't always exist. And there are so many languages that are not even spoken anymore. And there are languages that are still spoken, because some of those languages I was speaking, I would hear people speaking those same languages. But I would overhear a conversation at the bus stop or at the metro station or somewhere. I said, oh, wow, I recognize some of those words. I'd be speaking those words. And even though I don't translate everything I say, they're legitimate languages. Because I even sent those languages to some people that study linguistics. And they know the nature of the languages. They could tell me, like, if it's Croatian or Egyptian or ancient Japanese. I've been told what the languages are. So even though I don't translate them, they're legitimate languages that people can understand. And I remember I was told, you know, I was looking for a translator. I was looking for somebody to translate. I got so many books. And I was looking for somebody to translate them for me. And one person agreed, and then she went and prayed about it. She came back and said, well, I'm not going to help you. It's in you, and you can translate yourself. Did I want to hear that? No, I did not want to hear that. I heard a stick with her, yes, she'll help me. Because I got so excited. I thought, finally, I got somebody that can read my writing, and they can translate it for me. She changed her mind. And, you know, I translated some of my stuff, but, you know, I translate maybe a few, like I'll write a sentence, and I said, okay, Lord, help me translate this. And then I'll translate it. But I got books. I'm telling you, books of writing. Books. Do you hear me? Not a sentence. Books. So those books are sitting in my storage. But I don't even know how I got on that subject. I'm just rambling now. But anyway, I am just so happy to share my awakenings with you. And I just got so off. But it's okay. I'm in the moment. I'm in the moment. And I thank you. I'm in the moment. So it's good to be in the moment. So whatever's coming to me, I'm just saying what's coming to me. And then I just went off into my other life, my ancientness. My ancient life. I just went off into that. So maybe somebody needed to hear it. Maybe somebody's going to listen to this show, and maybe that's where they're at in their life. Maybe, because I did meet, when I used to do my ancient soul healing, I was a vendor doing it, and one lady did come to me and say, I be speaking these languages, and I don't know what I'm saying. And when I tell people about it, they think I'm crazy. And so I try not to do it, especially around people. I try not to share it. And it just feels like it's something that just has to come out. And I don't know who to share it with. And I said, well, speak it now. And she really didn't want to. I said, speak it to me. So she started speaking it, and she was like slumming down. Like you know how you just stick it all in your chair and just like, speaking like you're really not interested in what you're saying. And then I started laughing. My God, when she was speaking, it's like I knew what she was saying. And then I started speaking. And then she lifted up out of her chair. And then she started boldly speaking, whatever language she was speaking. And I boldly spoke back to her, and we spoke together. And it was so powerful. People were standing around and just watching and listening. And then you know what? We both ended at the same identical time. When she stopped, I stopped. It was like, we both stopped at the same time. And she was so happy and was laughing and was, she was just so grateful that she was able to just get it out and just be free. And it was beautiful. She's a very powerful woman. Very powerful woman. And there may be someone out there who's listening to this show that find themselves in the same position she was in. These languages coming to you, writings come to you, thoughts come to you, and you don't understand them, and you try to share them with people, they not understand you and call you crazy and saying, girl, you got the devil on you, or whatever they be saying to you. Don't worry about that. It's just truth coming to you in another form. Because we are powerful beings. We're not these human bodies. We are much greater and grander than that. And I am in touch with that part of me, that powerful part of me. And God is helping me to be grounded in this physical body. He's helping me to be a human being. Because that's my challenge. My challenge isn't being all that I am, being my greatness, being my power. That's not my challenge. My challenge is being a human being, being grounded and centered as a human being. That is my challenge. And so he's helping me with that, because he knows that in order for me to be all that I am, I have to be balanced, a balanced human being, so that all my power can come through me as meant to be. Because when I'm lifted up, and I'm in that vibration of all. Oh, it's so powerful. But a lot of people don't understand that position. Even though they can tap into it themselves, they don't understand it. And so that's one reason why I got out of doing my healing the way I was doing it, because a lot of people wanted to understand with the human mind. They wanted to understand with that limited intelligence of what I was doing. How did I learn it? It wasn't no how did I learn it. It wasn't something I had to learn. It was something that just poured out of me because I connected to it. I tapped into that knowingness, that power. And because I was not able to explain it in that human intellectual way, I chose to just stop doing it. I mean, I still do it on a certain level, but I don't do it as one-on-one with people. I do it on a grander level. But I believe that God is going to have me go back into it. But right now, I'm to learn how to be a human being. And it is a journey. It is a journey. Being a human being and being my spirit being as a balanced whole. That is my transformation right now. That is my journey right now. Because before, I was so into my spirit being. I was so into being who and what I am that sometimes I was just like invisible. It's like people didn't see me. People, and I'm serious about that. People, I was like, can't they see me standing here? They didn't see me. I was vibrating too high. And I kept being told, you need to be grounded. You need to be grounded, Sandra. You're not grounded. People cannot connect with you. People cannot reach you because you're not grounded. It's like you're not even here. I was like, well, listen. But it's not good because I cannot do what I came here to do if I'm not here. If people can't see me, if people can't connect with me. And so, yes, this is my journey, to be grounded and centered in this body so that people can connect with me and so that I can do what I came here to do for people. It's We are so powerful. There are so many things that we can do and can accomplish using the power of who we really are. And so I just thank you again for listening to my rambling. And if you don't understand where I'm coming from, that is quite okay. Don't even concern yourself with what I just said in my ramblings, because it's only for those who are there. Because there are those of us who are there and confused and lost and don't know what to do with it, but are there. And so this is for them, because God's not going to have me rambling about that if it wasn't for a reason. Everything is for a reason. Everything is for a reason. Nothing is in vain. And so for those of you who need to hear that part of my rambling, if you want to contact me, you can do so. My email should be on the page. If not, it's splucas3@gmail.com. So if you find yourself there where the young lady was, not understanding why these forces are coming, why these messages are coming to you, or these languages are coming to you, or these symbols, if you're confused and don't know what to do with them, and you talk to people about them and they say you're crazy or you're possessed or whatever, contact me if you will. Because there's nothing wrong with you. It's just another part of you, the greater part of you, wanting to come through. That's all that is. And for those of you who have no clue as to what I'm talking about, it's quite okay. The first part, just go by the first part of what I was saying before I started rambling. So God bless you, and thank you again for tuning in to my transformation. God is good, and may He continue to bless us in a mighty way. And may God continue to shower us with His love, with His grace. And may we find within ourselves our own truth of who and what we are, and that we can share our power with the world and live the life that we are here to live, that we are meant to live, and that we can live. Our greatness, our geniusness, our brilliance. We are all brilliant, magnificent, powerful beings. And may God shower us with clarity and understanding of our own truth, that we may live our greatest, grandest life and enjoy every moment of it. God bless you. I love you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. You are loved, and you are loved. Peace and blessings to you forever.